Hello, I'm Sunny Green and you are listening to Spike Pit.
Okay, so we've got Sunny with me here today. We're taking a leaf out of Tim Schwartz's book and we are going to do an unboxing. What do you think about that, mate?
I don't know, because I don't think we can unbox stuff when there's nothing to unbox.
Aha, well that is where you're wrong, because unbeknownst to you, we have got this.
Monster cards.
This is a 5E Wizards of the Coast product put out by Gale Force 9. So, looking at the front, you'll be glad to know, Tim, that this has arrived in mint condition. No dents or dings. I know how you like your dents and dings. On the back, it says, D&D Monster Cards Challenge 0 to 5. So, this is the challenge rating.
I don't really understand challenge ratings, because if I wanted to go get a monster manual, Troll, Challenge 5. But then an Ancient Red Dragon, Challenge 5. And there's like a 400 health gap difference and a massive stat gift difference.
You're telling me an Ancient Red Dragon is Challenge Rating 5?
For sure.
If it is, it will be in this box. So, we've got a couple of diagrams on the back showing the two different sizes of cards.
Oh, wait, no, Troll's...
Hold on, where are you going?
To see what rating Ancient Red Dragon is.
No, sit here, we're doing this. Right, so we've got 177 durable laminated cards for a range of deadly monsters of challenge rating 0 to 5. With game statistics on one side and evocative art on the other. They are the perfect tool to help dungeon masters manage and reference their menagerie during play. Do we know any dungeon masters?
No.
Oh well, these won't be a lot of use to us, will they? Right, so let's have a look. What one should we open first?
Challenge rating 2.
No, they're packaged in.
Oh, wait.
So you've got the big cards. They're like double size.
That makes sense.
And then looks like they're A to Z. So Arakokra and Lizard Folk.
Let's open this one.
So we'll start with the A. Let's get the old shrink wrap off. Easier said than done. Talk amongst yourselves.
This is very hard. You could just, like, get a pair of scissors, but no.
Yeah, I should have done that. If you was listening to Goffridge Manor unboxing, Tim had the same problem. I should have used an axe to open this.
Then get the old pocket knife out.
Right.
We actually could do that.
Yeah, we could.
Pocket knife out.
Okay, so, ooh. Nice.
There's a lot of cards.
So, yeah, they're like kind of laminated. I've never tried whether you can use a dry erase on these cards, but they look like you could.
I think the pictures are actually different. Yeah.
Do you?
I think the animated arm was a bit different. Flying sword was different. Ankhead one. That's the same Ankhead.
Well, that's in a funny order, isn't it? Why is flying sword in there?
I don't know.
So the other thing I wanted to know
maybe
is...
Maybe it's power level.
Do the cards have a reference? Ah, right. So we're taking the Arakokra. So we've got the illustration there.
Then you've got the stuff
on the back. Oh, that fills up one whole side of the card. Then on the flip side, we have got the title. Basically, it's a stat block.
They're like wizardry cards, but like monsters.
Wizardry cards? Oh, like the magic?
Yeah, the
D&D magic cards. You like them, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're good as well, because you can make up your own custom spellbook. So
it's like when you're like 10th level, you can just fill the spellbook with your spells.
So we've got here the Arakokra. That's a challenge rating of a quarter. I don't really set too much store in the...
No, I don't do challenge.
And it also gives you, at the bottom, in small print, it tells you where you can find it in the monster manual.
Oh, okay, I didn't realise that.
So what I don't know is, are these all Monster Manual, or are there any Volos?
Let's see.
Monster Manual. The thing with these cards, they on the initial...
Stick together, don't they?
Yeah, they're kind of vaguely tacky. They come out of the pack in a lump, but once they're separated, they're fine. And, you know, it's not like they're stuck together. You're not damaging them or anything. I think it's just Monster Manual, so I don't know what you do.
There's like no...
Whether they're going to bring out like they did with the spell cards, you get the main arcane deck of spells, and then you get like druid spells, and you get the spells from Xanathar's Guide. They're a separate, yeah.
Because I've got the arcane ones. which means wizard, sorcerer, and...
So how do you think... So they're a nice product. They're nice and sturdy. I think they're going to be... They've got rounded corners. They're, you know, proper nice cards. What do you think... How do you see us using these, Sonny? I've got a plan, but I'm interested to know what you think.
I think, you know, we were playing Gloomhaven and Diz has got his charts out. I think you could do something similar there and have the cards out to see. So in a combat, you could have the cards out.
What, so what, in view of the players? Or
well, depends what you want to do.
You could almost put them on little standees.
Yeah.
And
use them as figures almost.
You've got the stats facing you and the picture facing the players, because I run without a screen. Do you use a screen or not? You don't at home. We only play at home. You haven't run for the group, have you? We'll have to work that out. Maybe that's going to be a 2019 thing for us.
Nope. Okay, no. What's that? I don't remember that. Oh, these are just that. I'm just going to ignore that that's meant to be a basilisk. All right. I'm going to go on my little rant about pictures in the monster manual. Basilisks. Snakes. Why do they have legs? In the picture, they have legs. Basilisks are meant to be a big snake. Snakes don't have legs.
This is coming from a Harry Potter fan, clearly.
No, but basilisks are meant to be giant snakes.
Are they?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Who do you
In D&D, they're like that. They've got, whatever it is, eight legs or whatever. See, when I saw Harry Potter and they had the basilisk on there, I was surprised that it was a snake. We should look that up and see if we can find out a bit more about basilisks and get this matter settled.
I haven't even started my rant about troll picture yet. But...
Troll picture? You don't like skinny trolls, do you?
No. What? There's two.
Wow, well, we've got a ghoul and a ghast.
They're not meant to look the same thing.
They've got the same artwork. Is that right?
Let me see if the stats...
Yeah, but a ghast is like an upgraded ghoul, isn't it?
Yeah, to be fair, they are.
Have they not got a picture in the monster manual? That might be why. They could have commissioned a little bit of new art for that, though, I feel. You're off to the bookcase, are you? This was always going to happen. Probably not a bad idea. I should have got that out in the first place. So let's have a look then.
So what are we looking at? Ghouls and ghasts.
Page 148.
That's really useful.
Yeah, both on the same page.
Ghouls.
Yeah, see one picture.
Yeah, it's one picture. Dad, on the
That's a bit tight.
The problem
I'd have liked to have seen an extra bit of artwork there.
Yeah, I don't like it. I like it should. Like, when I first looked at the giants in this book, I started looking through here. And the ghoul so surprised me, and I thought it was like a special type of giant when I first saw it. It just looks big.
Yeah, it does look big.
I mean, as soon as I looked at his stats, I didn't think I knew it wasn't a giant.
It does look big.
You know, I thought it was like some sort of evil giant.
Does it tell you the size on it? You don't get the size.
You don't get size on match stuff, actually. It's only like in stuff where there's like. Because I like, I've said like about 9 times.
Well, don't beat yourself up over it, mate.
I like the, giant ones. Because it's actually got down below, because there's so many different types of giants. It's got the sizes underneath. Giant, because it's got so much about giants. It's got, like, the ordering. This isn't the ordering. So it's got the hill giant is the smallest, 16 foot, fire giant 18 foot, stone giant 18 foot, frost giant 21 foot tall, cloud giant 24, storm giant 26 foot tall.
So I don't think you're going to find many of those in here. I know you like your giants. Just getting back to the topic, because we've windowed out a little bit there, haven't we?
It's just time for an unboxing to a rant.
I will. Yeah.
Dad, we need a new title.
So look, I was just thinking about using these cards. How about if you was running an adventure and you had a flick through the cards and you saw some things you liked that maybe made sense being in a place together that fit in with your story, and then taking them out of the deck, and then as wandering monsters, instead of using a table, you could more or less like shuffle your cards. And, like, draw randomly from the deck as a way of doing your...
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You could, like,
your random encounters.
You could get your cards out and ask for a player to pick a random card. And then that's what they're going to be fine.
Trouble with that is, they're double-sided.
Oh.
So they can see, can't they?
They can see.
Because they've not got...
I don't want to fight a troll.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll fight a flump.
Yeah, so they keep pulling out the goblin or whatever.
Have you seen a flump in the
I think you could use them as a bit of a randomizer thing.
I think I just saw a Bugbear Chief as a different piece of artwork. Yeah, Bugbear Chief is a different piece of artwork.
Oh, yeah.
That's not there in the book.
Right, then let's look that up and make sure you're right about that one. Page 33, that is. So
Bugbear Chief. There's no bug... Where's the Bugbear Chief?
So we have got a bit of artwork added in there. Well, that's good. Shame they didn't do it with the Ghast. but the other thing I thought, you like copying the monsters out and doing the drawings of the monsters. This is a good little way to have a nice little handy thing to do your drawings. So I thought you might like that. And easier to put in your bag. Take out the monsters you like. And just take them along to a session instead of looking up the whole big monster manual. And sometimes I find when I'm sitting with a group of players, the minute I get the monster manual out, sometimes I do it on purpose, but you get the monster manual out and everybody sort of, oh, I think I'm going to get my sword out. Or I think instead of what I was doing, I'm suddenly going to put my armour on and ready up. You know, oh, no reason, you know. Why are you doing that? Oh, no reason. Sort of nothing to do with the fact that I'm flicking through the monster manual. No. But with the cards, you know, if you've got sort of some players that like the meta game, like to see what you're doing, with the cards you can be a little bit more subtle or a little bit kind of a bit sort of sneakier. When you think about that.
No, you're just flipping through. There's so much stuff I don't know about.
Yeah.
Because I read the monster manual all the time and I know a lot of these things that you're flipping through.
It's handy, you can just do that, can't you? You could just shuffle this deck, pull out one at random, and read it. It's just nice in the hand.
That might be a bit more... I think that's a bit more artwork. Goblin Boss.
That Goblin Boss artwork is from the box set, the beginner's box set.
Let's see if it's in the monster.
Lost Mines of Phandelver.
Page is it? 166. Well, let's see if
that's good. I like that bit of artwork there. So anyway, we're starting to ramble on a bit now. On the whole, what do you think? I think. What do you think? What do you think of these cards?
Yeah, good. That was a new bit of artwork. That's just not in there.
Okay.
I think it's good. As I say, it can get a bit tacky when you first open it, because there's so many cards. You all just get stuck together and you think you've got them unstuck and you've just missed the card.
Yeah, there's 177, so, you know, that's quite a lot. But they're all right now, look.
Yeah.
They're fine. There's, you know, once you've done it.
And it's good because there's a bit more artwork. There's, like, all the bosses and stuff, like the Bugbear. There's a Bugbear Chief now, which is cool. So
I think there's more... I think there's things you can do with this. They're nice. They're good quality for sure. I'd be interested to hear other people's thoughts, if anyone else has picked them up and has got any ideas about what you could do with them. Have you got anything to add, Sonny, before we call it a wrap?
Nope.
Right, well, it just remains for me to thank everybody for listening. And say cheerio. I'll catch you later.
See ya.